The idea for a Piedmont Prairie in Guilford County began in fall 2011. A group of conservation biology students at the University of North Carolina at Greensboro presented a proposal to environmental officials at the school to establish a prairie on campus. The site is approximately one-third the size of a football field and is located near walking trails. Elizabeth Lacey is a biology professor at UNCG and is heading up the project.
The primary goal of establishing the prairie is for educational purposes, to educate students about this particular ecosystem, to help them understand why it's important to maintain biodiversity. The prairie would also provide opportunities for students to do experiments.
The Piedmont Prairie in the Carolinas was first described by early European explorers. They were open fields that the Native American Indians maintained by periodic burning. The burning process opened up sites for agriculture and hunting. But over the years, many of these sites have been lost to urban development and bans on burning. Rare plant species like the Schwannet sunflower have also been lost as the prairies disappeared. The Piedmont Land Conservancy will conduct the controlled burn at UNCG. Lacey says the process will take place once a year.
The burning process itself helps to release nutrients from the shoots, the above-ground vegetation, which is sitting on top of the soil. Also, some of the species require a burn in order for the seeds to germinate. So the burn actually helps to promote species that are endemic or that grow only in this area.
If weather conditions are right, the burn at UNCG will take place Tuesday. Lacey says the Piedmont Prairie will take 3 years to fully develop. Carrie Brown, WFDD News.